This is KUT. The American Civil Liberties Union wants the U.S. Department of Justice to investigate last month's riot at a private immigrant prison in Raymondville, Texas. As KUT's Joy Diaz reports, the ACLU is questioning the prison's ability to complete a thorough internal investigation.
When the riot broke out a couple of weeks ago at the Willacy County Correctional Center, the cameras of KGBT Action 4 News in Harlingen captured the scenes. At one point, there were dozens of immigrant inmates violently shaking the barbed-wired fences. Behind them, the tents that housed them were burning. Carl Takei saw the whole thing on TV and got worried. Takei is an attorney with the ACLU based in Washington, D.C. He says Management and Training Corporation, or MTC, the company that runs the prison, has a track record of sweeping things under the rug.
At a different MTC-run prison in Mississippi, there was a riot in which dozens of prisoners were injured and many were hospitalized.
After the riot, MTC investigated and reported to a court monitor that incidents of violence had significantly decreased during the month the riot broke out.
It turned out that they had manipulated the statistics to minimize the impact of the riot. They counted the entire riot as a single incident of assault.
Takei does not trust MTC's objectivity this time around. So, this week, the ACLU formally asked the Department of Justice to conduct an independent investigation into the conditions that led immigrant inmates to burn down the Willacy County Correctional Center. Joy Diaz, KUT News.